Sabblade.
Good evening, everybody. We're back for Fast Car. No slow car tonight. We just did open because me and Robin just got home from the race here about an hour ago. And it was kind of thrown together as we were on the ride home. So we got ARCA cars at, obviously, Michigan. Why not, right? We had such a good time with these cars last week in calling this race. Hopefully, we'll see more of the same. We got a few new customers in here and then a host of the usual suspects. So hopefully it's a clean race tonight. Got Diesel in the booth with me like always. And then we've got JD Scott and it looks like Corn hanging out in race control. So hopefully everything goes smooth on that side of things. So this is like the hangover edition because I've already had two drinks today. Granted, it was 90 degrees out here in Michigan, I swear to God. We're gonna run some fast car. We'll talk about the Michigan race a little bit, about what I experienced, about what Chris helped or hooked me up with. I'll say that, which was pretty cool.
I don't know. I think the Michigan race, the actual race today, was kind of boring. At least from if you're a driver.
It looked boring as hell. I mean, I don't know
how. There was one highlight, though.
What? Josevar getting a flat tire?
Oh, yeah.
Are you talking about Bowman hitting the outside wall like it was a wrecking ball?
Ooh, that was painful to watch.
That was a hard damn hit.
It was. That's the kind of hit that makes you concerned.
Yeah. Aaron, are you talking about the actual NASCAR broadcast just focused on the leaders? Because at one point, those guys were way the fuck out in front. Like, it wasn't even a race at that point.
Yeah.
And like I said, standing on pit road, I mean, we were pit box six or seven with Eric Jones. And like, the pit crews really weren't working much. There wasn't green flag stops, really. I mean, you had one or two that did a green flag stop, but it was very limited. Aaron, I didn't see really any passing in the middle of the field, even.
They'd show some of it, but it was not very much.
Very little. I did find it interesting, though, that those guys were having so much trouble in one and two. Like, it was very iRacing-esque of what you saw. For a minute, I'm like, good God, am I in an NIS? But for the most part, it was single lane, high lane. I thought Larson was going to fly through the field, and he just didn't. So, I don't know. You know, outside of the race, like I said, Chris hooked me up with me and Robin and my brother and my sister-in-law. We all went down, hooked us up with passes. So we get to watch quite a bit of the race from pit road. We even wound up on top of the building that goes along pit road that you can see here. We weren't supposed to be up there apparently, but we made it anyways. I have no idea how. Is Fast Car better than NASCAR? In my opinion, yes.
Yes.
I'm going to get the grin
current
up on
NASCAR, absolutely.
Right. And of course, this damn thing did not do what I wanted it to. We're not running Gen 6. We're running ARCA cars here. So Jared Burchett gonna put it on the pole. Gary Freeman gonna be on the outside up front.
Yeah, I was gonna point that out.
How the hell did that happen? Kyle Canterbury gonna be third. Nick Warfield gonna be fourth. My wife sitting in fifth. I didn't even know she was gonna race this. I thought she was gonna work it. I thought so too. Her, by the way, her face matches the number background that you see on screen. She got burnt pretty good. Justin Bell gonna start sixth. Marcus Smaldon seventh. Nate Bundy eighth. Tyler Nichols ninth. Aiden Haller 10th. Miguel Carrera in 11th. Mr. Kovalenko gonna start us in 12th. We'll slide a little bit further back. Ethan Mosby gonna be 13th. Mike McKaylee 14th. Mark A. Rogers in 15th. Eric Kapp 16th. Derek Sivers in 17th. Rick Evans 18th. Phil Connor 19th. RJ Hurst in 20th. Miguel Saldana in 21st. Dan Shavers in 22nd. Josh Cruz 23rd. I've got Korn is 24th. I don't know if he's on the grid. Scott Thompson 25th. Joe Gooch in 26th. Diesel is in here with me, so he doesn't matter either. So that's gonna put Ron to 27th. Don Snutch 28th, and Sean Kamerman rounds out the top 30. Let's get some race info up on screen really quick. 73 degree track or air temp, 91 on the track. Thanks to Ron, we cooled it down. If anybody has a complaint about the weather, his inbox is where to send those complaints. And if it's a setup problem, you can still send them to Ron. We got 50 laps tonight, one fast repair. They have unlimited fuel and tires. Obviously, the general rule, beef is not allowed. Now, we have a lot of moon car drivers in the field tonight, which should make it interesting after the events of last week, where I believe, or maybe it was a week before, there was kind of some beef in the chat, in that Discord. So hopefully these guys take what they experience here, have some fun, and we can keep this thing rolling. Appreciate it, JD, as always. Fast car is much better than NASCAR and much more exciting. Well, Michelle, hopefully we can put on a race tonight. If it goes 50 laps green like it did last week, I'll ship myself. So, key thing to note, we will be at Daytona next week with the 87s. That is the plan. I'm going to give it a week on the Gen 4 so they have some time to fix some things. So we won't go Gen 4 racing right away. Sorry to anybody that's watching this that was really hoping for the Gen 4 next week. But after some decisions in the way that this car came out, it was a wise decision to pump the brakes for 1 week on that. So,
I'd like to point out two things with the qualifying. Gary beat Kyle Canterbury by 1/1000th of a second, and Robin and Justin Bell had the exact same time.
That's funny. Let's see if she can get it through the field, maybe get a win. It'd be kind of funny if she did. We're off.
That would be funny.
Jared Burchett will lead him into one. Does Gary with his Pickle Rick machine have anything for him?
The leader's off to the high side already, and Gary's to the inside.
Gary to the bottom. I see somebody peeling off to the back.
Are they four wide?
Yes, they are. We got one loose in the middle of the 21.
Oh, and they're already spinning.
That was Marcus. No caution. Marcus Smaldon. He catches it and keeps it going.
Got Justin Bell looking for the lead.
Yeah.
Oh, and they're spinning again.
Who do I guess?
And that one brings out a caution.
Who was that?
It was a blue car. Let me see.
I was going to say, you got a number. I see the 77. I can't tell who that was.
Yeah, I think it was the 77, Ethan Mosby.
Well, he was slowed down on the bottom side.
No, he was on the top, and he got into some other people.
Oh, I see it now.
Yep, the 8.
Phil
the
got into
83,
Aiden.
I believe.
It was Phil and Aiden, and then the 77 goes for a ride, and it looks like Miguel down through the grass, but I don't think anybody's dead, so I think we're going to be okay here.
Yeah, so they look pretty good so far.
Yep. Should have made a prediction. Caution versus laps this week. I didn't even think about it.
I will say Miguel and Daniel Shaver and Marcus Smalden are all going to have to use their fast repair.
Yep, I see.
They were in that first wreck.
Well, Marcus hit pretty hard. That left front was broke. I think when he got spun, I think he got T-boned there. So, Scott's parked on the back stretch, so hopefully nobody hits him. I will say this, though.
The cameraman is disconnected, so I think he's out.
I will say this. Well, he's been having some weird connection things. Like, it'll be fine, and then it kind of, he's back. Like, he was kind of doing that in practice, so I don't know if that's an issue that he's having or what. Let's go point at Scott Thompson. We'll see if Scott gets hit here. Any guesses? I hope nobody hits him, but, you know, you never know.
No, I think they'll be good. I think we got some people who know about the choose car at this point.
Right.
I mean, the new people from Mooncar are a question mark, but hopefully they were explained the rules well enough to understand.
JD covers a lot of it, so.
A lot of people going to the high side.
Nobody hit him. Nobody hit him. We're good, folks.
He's clear.
He's clear. He lives to play another day.
I think Marcus Smalden might still be towing.
He might be. I don't know if he made it back or not. So hopefully he gets another caution. All right. Pace car's off. Burchette gonna lead us. Nick's on the outside here. Tyler Nichols and Justin Bell right behind. You should have the option of going after them and hitting them back. We're off.
And we're off.
Door to door as we go down into one.
Nick out to the lead with Justin Bell's help. But Jared is coming back strong.
Yep. He's running that low lane. That's only going to pay off so long, right?
Yeah, and that's also going to tear your tires. Oh, somebody's spinning in the back. Two cars into the inside wall.
That was the 3 and the 30.
So that's Don Snutch and
Don
Ron.
Don Snutch and Ron.
Oof.
It looks like Ron's rolling. I don't know. He's got no back on that car. I think I'd keep it rolling until he has to pit it. Back up front, though, Burchette dropping back.
Yeah, Ron does not have a front end.
I think I'd keep it rolling until you got to use it. It keeps you out of the wreck. It saves your fast repair. Ooh, man. I think that was Gary into the wall coming off a 2. Ooh.
Somebody got loose on the back stretch and almost lost it.
Justin Bell sends it to the bottom, but for how long?
Depends on if he can get up in front of Nick, which he does.
He clears him, so.
You think these two are going to work together, or are they going to battle it out?
Well, I don't know. Tyler Nichols thinks he's old fucking Carson Hocevar. He's going to ride the Dente to the bottom, the dumbest damn thing I've ever heard in my life.
Looks like Ride the Pepper to me. That's how I'm reading it.
Yeah. Nick gonna send it to the bottom. The question is how long can guys keep rotating that bottom before they have to move up and start running that high lane?
Little insider info from Daryl Robertson. He says the 22 tapped Ron.
Ooh. I think Ron's getting his repairs right now. See if these guys stretch out a little bit or exactly what happens here. We're still 2x2.
Jared
up
trying
front.
To get the lead again.
Yep. He backed off for a minute, and him and Nick are flying through the field on the low lane.
Yeah, they are.
But again, how long do you keep running that bottom in the corner? Because that high lane's going to prevail at some point. Got a couple loose in the
smoke.
Middle.
I think somebody tapped
there.
Tapped a wall.
Derek or Gary got a little bit of the wall, I think, there.
We
Burchett.
We got Fatherball coming up through the field.
I see that. I know he spends a little bit of time in this car, so that could make things a little more interesting. Got a blinker right behind Fatherball.
We got a battle between Tyler and Jared right now.
Yeah, Jared just dropped it to the bottom.
Here comes Fatherball trying for second.
Holy shit. Does Mike go to the lead? To the bottom he goes. Too wide as we come off a two.
He's got Justin right behind him.
Mike's giving her hell.
Oh, Justin got a little loose there.
Now
they're fanning out in the back.
Mike's got no help. Kova dives it below him. Three wide.
Apparently Kova's the blinker.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought it might have been Chris, but what? 100% sure.
Ooh, Kova, so Fatherball, and Justin three wide.
Yep,
and three wide for the lead.
Jesus.
Oh, caution's, they're crashing in the back.
Who's wrecking? Who do we got?
Phil Connor's in it.
If I could get this.
Ethan Mosby's in it.
Well, all right, let's find old Phil.
Hayden Haller's definitely in it.
We got old Grandpa. Oh, it was a four wide up the middle.
Oh, God.
Hooked.
And the poor 77 had nowhere to go.
Oh, and Aiden goes for a ride.
He shot it low thinking he was going to miss it, and he just pounded that 77 car.
Looks like we got Ron getting his lap back that he lost.
Oh, Corn's beat up. Did he get involved in that?
Maybe. Let's take a look at Corn.
Oh, yeah, he was part of that. He was the one on the high side.
That left front's pushed right back in.
Ooh.
Phil doesn't look too bad. I think if I was Phil, I'd save that fast repair, but Corn, I think, is going to need it.
Oh, yeah.
Aiden's got a absolutely wrecked bucket of fuck. Yeah, that car is beat pretty hard. We have Fatherball Mike McKaylee in the lead for the restart.
With Daniel Shaver right behind him.
Yep.
Now, without getting tires, is he going to be able to hold on to that lead?
I think so. I do believe so. I don't know if there's some guys that took two or took four. Or see if the choose car gets wrecked here. I don't think it will. They're pretty stretched out. So we'll go back.
Oh, we got somebody else blinking.
We'll go back up here to Fatherball. He's going to control our restart. We're not even halfway yet, so.
I mean, hell, we're only on lap 11. We're barely a fifth of the way.
Oh, shit. Somebody just murdered the outside wall. That was the 22
Josh Cruz.
Car.
He just straight lined it. I wonder if his wheel disconnected.
That very well could be.
I'm going to check out his interior view and see if I can see anything.
Oh, good Lord. Somebody didn't go up front. Somebody didn't go. Shit. I'm not sure what the hell is going to happen there. Shavers, or not Shavers, but Burchette in it. Pace. Is the pace car? No, caution's not out that I can tell.
Nope. No caution.
Nope. That's going to stretch him out a little bit.
I went back and checked Josh Cruz. His wheel was still moving a little bit, so I kind of wonder if maybe he got distracted and wasn't looking.
He straight lined
that wall.
That's usually not like Josh. I mean, maybe he did have a wheel disconnect there, so. Two car battle
for
the lead.
It didn't go completely solid though, so that's what is weird to me.
We'll see how long Mike and Nick can stay out front, because Robin's leading the charge of a bunch of pissed off Hornets. Oh, his Cruz's VR died.
Oh, no.
That sucks. That fucking sucks.
I have
sucks.
Been there, and yeah, that is awful.
He's back out there, though.
We see it, Dig.
we're gonna look at Robin. I'm gonna set the delta. See what the gap looks like to Nick. Oh shit, Phil's dying! The 183's dead. I gotta find that now. Come on.
That's Mark Rogers.
Yeah, we'll go off of Mark and see what happens here.
They went three wide. Mark and Phil bounced off each other, and that just started a cascade.
Oopsies.
Ooh, that was a hard hit, too.
Damn. Everybody else missed it. It looks like they kept it up high.
No, there was two or three others that got into it.
Oh, shit. Who the hell was that?
That took the ass of the 183 off, and then I know he gets hit at least one more time. Oh, no, it was the red car that got hit.
Yep. Dan got it. It looked like I saw the 21 of Smalded in there, but I'm just kind of wondering if that's a wrong paint scheme. But that'll let us bunch up here. We can get rid of the Delta now. We don't really need that at the moment.
Yeah, I don't see Smalden getting into it.
No, it was a blue car. It had a blue. It was blue and white.
Blue and white.
So, yeah.
Ethan's in the 77 with blue and white.
It was like an Amazon Prime car, I think.
Well, his is a Hendrix. There's a lot of frickin' Pickle Rick paints, I swear.
Yeah. It's because they thought they'd play a joke on me.
Okay, the 28 of Rick Evans is the Amazon Prime car.
Okay. I just read it wrong, but it looked like he didn't even get damaged, so it's kind of weird. I don't understand. But Nick's going to stay out this time.
Yeah, he net-coded through, but he also pitted, so I wonder if it did damage anyway.
I didn't see any damage on the car. That's what kind of threw me for a loop, so... Yeah, this is
a lot of cars on pit road right now.
Well, some guys are probably going to take tires here, but this is definitely more exciting than the Michigan race that I watched today.
We've got Nick in first, Robin second, and Justin Bell third right now, with RJ and Zach topping out the top five.
I see that. Who else we got in here?
Gooch in sixth, it looks like.
Yep. Nate Bundy, seventh.
Bundy.
Marcus Smalden, Miguel, and Rick, the top 10. Everybody else behind them has pitted for tires.
And Father Ball will be the first one outside of the top 10.
So, I figured 50 laps was good for this since we didn't do slow car. And
oh, yeah.
You know, the 45 lapper worked really good. But this isn't too bad. It could be better. If my drivers are listening, they can do better. We've got it in us to go green to the end here. Let's do it.
Let's see some good racing.
Yes. Nick Warfield gonna kick this bastard back off.
And there's the green flag.
We're going. And we're a clean restart this time. I think Phil's out of it after that one. I think he's out of a fast repair.
I think so, because he took two hard hits.
Oh, he took two very hard hits. How we doing, Rick?
Oh, yep. Kova down way low.
Oh, man, they are looking...
Ball keeping him low.
Three or four wide right
they
there.
They are four.
They're back down to three now, but Jesus...
They are fighting early.
We got a few cars coming off of pit road, rejoining the fray. That looked like Mark Rogers and Miguel Carrera. Oh, Phil's
Nick
got
mowing the grass there a little bit.
Phil's got 8 minutes of damage, he said.
Oof.
Corn all the way up by the wall, trying to make that thing really work. Smalden coming through the field. three wide as they come off a two.
Robin's still holding on to second.
Yep. Who is in the 75 car? We got RJ Hurst, last week's winner, coming through the field right now. Does he have magic from last week? Can he make it up through the field?
We got Justin Bell barreling through the field, that's for sure.
Yep. Robin's still holding down that second spot. Tyler says, fuck this, I want the lead. I think they're still going to have a better run off the top. You carry more momentum up there.
Yeah. Oh, somebody's shit, dying.
Josh Cruz is dying.
I think he kept it off the wall. I think he spun
clean.
It's
clean. It's clean. Back to the front. He's probably got a
Josh,
bowl of chocolate.
Josh, if you're listening, that was a hell of a save.
I was going to say, he's probably got a bowl of chocolate pudding in his underpants right now, but. Oh, Robin says Nick's going to come up and try to throw a block there. I'm not going to take it.
She's got Tyler right behind her. She can't slow down.
Well, she's got Smalden up her ass right now.
Is she going to make a move into three? Nope.
Smalden's going to rock the high lane there.
Three wide.
Somebody
slid way up.
Yeah, Tyler keeps sending that bottom. I don't know how long that's going to work. Corn's going to make
He's
a move around
the
bottom.
Tires. Damien asks if your Discord is bleeding through.
No, you're hearing a little bit of the chat. So it's just that way I can kind of hear him a little bit and still pay attention. So
they are fanning out a lot on the backstretch.
Dude, I am seeing this. Robin went from second to like 10th. They dumped her hot rock. You hear the
Damien
message
says he hears
beep.
The message beep. Are you getting DM'd?
No. Oh, you know what? Streamer mode's not on Discord. That's what's going on.
Oh.
Hold on, I'll fix that really
Simple
quick.
Simple fix.
Yep, I will fix that really quick.
Thank you for the heads up, Damien.
Yep, I didn't even think about it. Appreciate
the heads.
Is that
Corn in second?
Well, Corn was in second.
Oh, and they're dying. Caution's out.
Who do we got dead? Who do we got dead? Tell me who to point at. Oh, Robin was in that.
Robin was involved. Gooch is involved. Oh, Kova got destroyed.
We're going to roll it back a little bit. So they come off a two.
I'd focus on Kova.
Oh, Robin gets turned. Oh, yeah. Kova's fucking flying.
Ooh.
I can't look at Kova because he blinked. He's still blinking. There he is. Oh, my God.
Well, being invisible doesn't save you from damage.
No. No, it does not. I think we'll get one.
I believe Nick is the leader currently.
Yep, Nick's currently the leader. Smalden in second. Corn in third. Yeah, I think Robin's car is fairly okay.
Only got a small hit. A
little bit of damage on that left front, maybe? No, not even there. Maybe some right side damage.
Yeah, I think she's got a little bit on the right side from where Kova hit her, but
right side looks barked
she
up.
Was
but other
fairly
than that,
clean.
I think she kept it off the wall. Kova already has used his fast repair. Cruz looks good. Just kind of going up through the field. RJ's got a looks like a little bit of left front damage. Oh, he's missing the whole nose of that car.
We've got leaders pitting for tires and fuel.
Yep. Go back to TV2. Mike McHaley's staying out here.
Yep, he's going to be the leader again. And Don Snutch is staying out with him.
Yep. Oh, man.
Yeah, Dig, I don't think she's going to use the fast repair for how little damage she had.
I wouldn't.
Looks like Kova's going to be restarting third after that.
Yep.
I mean, he had to bring it straight down pit road. I don't think there was any driving it around.
No.
Got a couple of guys trying to get laps back still.
Ooh, Kova almost sent it up a little too high.
Yeah, I caught that out of the corner of my eye. So it's gonna be Father Ball and Kova kicking this thing back off. Don Snutch to the inside. And then we got Nick Warfield on that high lane behind Kova.
Getting word that Ron is sixth?
Yes. Ron is sixth. He's inside below Gary in that three car, as you just saw.
Also, you guys need to stop using the same damn paint. That gets confusing.
They all said they wanted to fuck with me, and then I caught it because I used RJ for the thumbnail. So, Mike's going to kick this thing off. Here we go.
And we're green.
We're green.
I think Nick's going to want to get out ahead of Kova as soon as possible just because he's blinking.
The blinking would make me very leery. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, and there
he goes
again.
Wonder if he's got some storms going on or exactly what's up. I'd be going with Mike, though, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And Gary's pushing Kova.
Oh, man, that's ballsy.
Pushing Gooch behind Gary?
No, that's Ron.
Oh, Ron's in the three. My bad.
Yep.
And Tyler's coming up on the inside.
Oh, corn's loose.
Oh, and they're dying.
Yep. They're in the wall. Caution.
And
out.
That's caution.
Yep.
I believe that's Ethan Mosby that got turned. Oh, Nick just got turned.
What? No, Nick's clean.
He hit the wall. He got turned by the 21.
Weird. Why can I not find the caution in my events sheet? There. That's the goddamn it.
And the 21 almost got rammed up the rear by Phil.
Okay, so let's go back here. So it looks
that pace car is drifting.
So it looks like Don's running the seam. Oh, and then he just drifts up.
Oh,
he came up
way high.
Yep.
Yep. Corn once again plowed into the outside wall.
Yep.
That's twice for him.
And then we wanted to go look at Nick.
Yeah, because as they come into it, the 21 just gets on the outside of him
and
hooks him a little bit.
I think that it's just a matter of circumstance. I think he might have
right
slowed
there.
Down. He gets the quarter into it, but it's not terrible. That's all fixable. So.
Oh, yeah, 100%. But yeah, he did get turned.
Yep, just a little bit. So I think this will be our long caution. Don't quote me on this.
Here's the wild part. This puts Kova in first and Father Ball in second to restart.
Yep.
Oh, Marcus says he didn't see the yellow.
Oh, shit. That'll do it. That'll do it.
Yep. It happened right at the line. And yeah, I totally understand.
I was going to say they probably let off. He didn't see it and then got into next quarter. So that would make sense. Yeah. So this is going to be a long caution here. So,
yeah, we're about halfway in. Yeah. Actually, a little over halfway.
So I'm going to step away for a quick second, use the restroom, and then we'll get the shindig started again.
All righty. Yeah, Dig, go ahead and get your quick smoke. This will be the long one. Kova blinking out some more. Lights are off. One to go.
All right, I think we're going to choose this time, right?
Yes, we are one to go.
So I think I got something in the works for tomorrow night, since it is,
it'll be the end of Legacy Charlotte.
It'll be the end of Legacy Charlotte. It'll be the end of the Legacy Gen 4. I think we're going to run a Gen 4 Charlotte race tomorrow night as an ode to Legacy Charlotte and it going away. I will probably put that on after the last official 87s race for the week. Because I want to get that in, and then we'll throw up. Oh shit, Kova's blinking again. But we'll throw that up. We'll throw that up afterward. And I may broadcast that just for something fun to do. Mark, I'll probably stream the last 87th race, which should be 7:45, I believe, and then we'll kind of roll into that. So
we are green.
Yep, Kova's off.
And JD is doing race control.
For this? JD's in the race control room. So we tend to try to separate that just so that way we don't have a lot of things going on over the air and they can make their decisions and we don't have people getting upset because of the way that things are looked at and things of that nature. So
And they're coming back.
That's Miguel going for a ride.
And Robin went with her. With him. Ugh, I can't words.
She looks clean.
Let's see.
He looks like he saved it too.
No, he ate the wall.
The front of that car looked fine.
No, he ate the wall. That wheel got smashed.
Oof. Well, Justin Bell's going to lead this thing right now.
What happened is he was on the outside. Nick was in the middle. With Robin on the low side, Miguel went down a little bit into Nick and spun off his nose.
Ugh.
Rough break, buddy.
Yep, rough
and
break.
Yeah, he is limping it to pit road right now. That right front is gone.
Man, they are racing up front. Fatherball looking for any way around either Kova or Justin. The top lane clear.
Justin
Kova.
Leading.
Kova's coming back on the low lane, but I think they're going to have a better run off.
One of the Rick and Morty cars got in the wall and slowed down.
Like I said, one of them.
Yeah, I can't figure out who it is from this camera angle I'm using.
Ball to the bottom.
Yeah, but Justin's got a better drive off.
Yep, he does. Oh, there goes Gary. Single car spin. We should stay live. I'm going to go check.
We are green.
He kept it off the wall. So he's clean still.
Fatherball and Tyler diving for the inside.
Oh, this is going to get tight when they come off, because at some point these cars are going to get tight as shit.
Oh, they just did behind him.
Yeah, that wall gets close in a hurry.
Yeah, that was Ron getting up into Marcus. They just barely touched.
Oh,
thankfully kept it straight.
Oh, shit.
Ron gets into Kova.
Bell continues to lead. Fatherball second, Smalden third. I think Kova's tires are starting to kind of get a little funky.
Marcus to the lead.
Yep, and he did it around the bottom.
Yep, he dove that thing.
He just says, fuck it, airmail it.
He said, I'm going to have it my way.
And Justin.
Oh, but here comes Justin back. And I think Tyler and Fatherball doored each other there a little bit.
That's fair game between those two. And look who's up to third.
Oh, my God.
Ron,
I'm not going to say his name.
I'm going to tell you, Ron can drive this damn market car. This is 2 weeks in a row he's put that sumbitch up near the front. The question is, does he have the tire to get these two since they've been fighting?
No, the question is somebody going to kill him?
Let's not play that game. I want to see Ron get a good run.
Oh, I do too. Absolutely. I wish he was in a better paint job.
I still think that the Rick and Morty paint scheme's funnier than shit.
You would. Oh, into the wall. Oh, and they're spinning. They are wrecking. That's caution.
Oop.
Rick Evans again and Kyle Canterbury.
See what happened here. Let's roll it back just a little bit here. And we're going to take a look at Rick. So that's that 28 car there in the middle. So Mike and Fatherball touch a little bit. Or RJ, I should say. I think Rick went high to avoid RJ. And then
he was not clear.
Yeah, put them in the wall. And then
the 12 also got into it.
I was going to say it looked like Gooch maybe. But it looks like he's fairly okay. But Rick, the front end of Rick's car is toast.
I don't know. Gooch might have a little bit of radiator damage after that impact. That was a full frontal.
Yeah. Got some guys getting laughs back. Justin Bell, your leader right now.
Daniel wants you to look at his car in the pits.
Let's see if his new quote. We can take a look at it, Dan. We'll put this on. I don't have a new quote. If you just updated it, it probably won't show up because it doesn't update until after I jump into the session. It updates when I turn on SDK, it'll pull anything down. If there's anything new, then I've got to go ahead and pull it after the fact. Like, I have to reboot it, but
we'll see it next week.
Flat out, these guys go to the end of pit road. Who's going to miss their box and who's going to hit it right on the money?
Justin nailed it.
I was going to say, I know Nick was practicing too, so who's going to get
looks
off
like
a pit
he nailed
road
it as well.
First?
That is a good question.
I think it's going to be Justin Bell.
Yep.
He nails
Justin
it.
Justin followed by Marcus Smaldon and Ron St. Louis, barely beating Tyler.
I think that going and taking the pit road speed limit away, even under caution, really makes things interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Because
if you're doing 45, it's easier to hit your box. If you're doing 90.
Oh, yeah, it changes a lot of things. So
Damien said Kova got somebody on pit lane.
Ooh,
I'm going to go take a look at that.
All right, Justin Bell's going to be our control car to start this thing off. Ron's to the bottom, starting basically in the second position. So.
Oh! Kova smacked the shit out of Miguel from the rear.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, actually sent him into the pit wall.
Oof.
And then other cars had to scramble to miss Kova as he spun out.
Oof. All right. They're going on green. We're paying attention to Mr. Bell here. There we go.
There he goes.
I think we got a little strung out here.
Yep. I think people were a little bit slow on the uptake this time around.
Kind of what it looked Ooh. Like. Ooh, Smaldon getting a little
Leader
looser
getting a bump.
Coming off.
He bumped into Justin is what happened.
We got Ron and Fatherball lined up. I see Nick back there too.
And Tyler.
We might
Tyler in the wall. Nick
Ooh,
in the wall.
Ron hangs on to it. Sounds like Ron got tight coming off the corner. He's going to lose some speed as they come down that front stretch, so Mike
Father
trying
ball
to
holding the inside line.
Yeah, I don't know. I think with those guys lined up on the outside, I don't know. I don't think Mike's going to need some help from behind. Smaldon to the bottom. He's going to take it around Bell. He mare mails that bastard down into 3 and 4
with no help.
Yeah, with none whatsoever. He's going to come right up in front of Bell where he wants to. And they're going to get
now
moving.
Tyler's stuck on the low side.
Yeah, Tyler's got to find his slot.
Unfortunately, that's going to put him back to like fourth at least.
Bell jams it to the bottom.
He's not going to clear him, though.
Nope.
They're coming off too wide.
Smalden's going to come off a whole lot faster. Nick's going to use that to his advantage, but then Bell's going to slot back in, pick up some speed again. I tell you what, I can tell my face is getting sunburnt in my neck, or it's already sunburnt, but it's getting more red, but holy moly. Ooh, Tyler almost cleans out Nick. Smalden's still trying to pull away.
RJ now joins the conversation.
I see that as well. I see Tyler drops to the back of the pack.
Nick trying to get it done on the low side, not able to do it.
Just not enough speed.
And they are catching Kova.
And I don't think he can slot in. That's going to put Ron out around him. Yep, they're catching. Does Kova have a front end? Can you tell? I don't think he does.
He has a front end, but it is pressed in on both sides.
Okay. Three wide across the start straight. Back down to two.
They're three wide
again.
In the middle.
Man, I think Ron's sitting in a perfect seat right now with these two guys. I think as long as he drafts, doesn't use tire, saves it up, and then pushes at the end. If we go green all the way to the end, it might be the...
Yeah, he's just got to drive smart right now. Oh, Justin Bell to the lead.
Man, it just... How do you know to jam it in there right at that time?
Oh, somebody's eating wall. Oh, again, I think that's Nick.
I think Nick got the wall.
Oh, somebody spun.
We're still green.
That's Don Snutch, single car spin. I'm taking a look at what happened. Oh, it looks like Josh Cruz went up into him and just spun him.
Rick, not too much right now. Ron's kind of getting attacked at the moment. Three wide in the back. He's got RJ to his outside.
Oh, they're dooring and spinning.
Oh, does Ron catch it?
Oh, everybody catches it. Holy crap.
Ron saved it.
Ron, hell of a save, dude.
I think these guys are getting hella tight as it's coming off of the corner. And there's just not much you could do about it. And even if you're on the lane just below them, it's tough to try to keep it off of them. So.
Well, the leaders have a bit of a clear track for now before they get to the next pace.
Yep,
lap car.
I see the 39 of Miguel Carrera. See if
Tyler can make
a run at the... Holy shit. Tyler pulls up nice and tight to the back of Bell. He's going to jam it to the bottom side. I don't know if Tyler's going to have enough speed to clear him.
He's got the position, but
he is not going to clear it. Nope. They're
even
side
even with Nick,
by
that's not
side.
Enough. He's going to try to get it done in three and four.
He doesn't have enough speed. He's not there.
Nope.
He has to pass him on entry to pull it off. Smalden's going to continue to lead. They're going to come off the corner side by side. Nick trying to use some side draft, pull Justin Bell back. Is that RJ sending the bottom? I think that's RJ in the 75 that was sending the bottom back there.
Yep. He's got Nate Bundy underneath
Justin
him right
Bell
now with Fatherball looking for it.
To the lead again.
Will he hold it this time?
I don't know. Will we find out? He decides to not come up. So he must have not been clear.
Yeah, he wasn't clear.
Smalden continues to lead. Tyler Nichols second.
Oh.
Gary Freeman third. Nick just got into the wall a little bit back there. Three wide as we get ready to come off of two. Back down.
It almost
to two.
Looked like Gary and Tyler got into it, but I don't think they did.
I don't think they touched.
Oh,
Father Ball's
off.
Father Ball. He keeps it off the wall and brings it back.
Woo!
Man,
I'm gonna look at what happened.
There's a few of these guys almost eat the damn wall. We're gonna come to three to go here. Gary gonna go with Tyler.
Oh, Garrett got into Father Ball. That's what happened.
Oh,
he doored him.
We got like a 7-car battle here.
Oh, wow. This is wild. Tyler the lead currently.
Nick's gonna try and pull him back. He's side drafting like a sumbitch.
He's got a lot of pissed off Hornets behind him.
Oh yeah. Yep, we're gonna come to two to go here. Ron's leading the next pack back. Two to go. Do we? Oh shit!
Oh,
RJ
no.
In the wall, but he keeps it straight.
Oh, his wheel is mangled.
Yep, that's gonna
He's
put Derek in the wall.
Yep. Oh, that is a rough ending with two to go, RJ.
I know.
That sucks.
So Nick and Tyler up front. Nick, your leader. Tyler in second. Smalden in third. Nate Bundy is in fourth and Gary Freeman's fifth. And I think that's Justin Bell bringing up the back of the pack. This thing
is
in the books. Who's
going
this thing?
We are official, folks.
Does Tyler go underneath him? Smalden to the bottom.
He's going to block Tyler.
By himself. Smalden to the lead.
He sticks it.
Nick cuts back
but
underneath
Nick's coming
him.
Back. Oh, he's in the wall.
Smalden in the wall. Nick to the high side.
Nate having to take evasive action.
Nate going for it.
Or Nate.
Tyler's pushing the shit out of him. Tyler to the bottom.
Oh.
Nate into the door of Nick. Tyler rolls around the bottom.
I
Who's
think
got
Tyler's
the drive
got it.
Off?
Tyler's
leads.
Got this in the bag.
Tyler leads. Oh,
Ooh.
Yeah. Tyler Nick
That's
with a 1-2 finish.
End.
Holy shit. And Gary Freeman puts it in third place.
We have an
oh
ICW top
God.
Three.
Holy shit. That was a wild one.
Oh, yeah. Also, you notice after we asked them to clean it up, they cleaned it up.
They cleaned it up.
We had a few little hitches here and there, but it went green.
That was good. I want to go back and look at that last lap, actually. And we're just going to have it up on screen here.
And Tyler destroys his tires.
Wow, I thought Nate had something for him.
I think that gave Mark a heart attack. You okay, dude?
Wow. Yeah, Nate just gets loose coming off, and that just killed his run.
Yeah, that... Nick damn near turned Tyler.
Yeah. Wow. Holy shit. Let's go ahead and put the results up while we got Tyler doing burnouts.
He is destroying victory lane right now.
Can you blame him? All right, that's going to put Tyler Nichols on top of the box. That's going to
the irony of his team name being Bumpin' Uglies.
Yeah. Nick Warfield with a second place. Gary Freeman coming in third. Marcus Smalden fourth. Nate Bundy fifth. Justin Bell sixth. Mike McKaylee seventh after that wild ride down the backstretch. Josh Cruz going to put it in 8th, Derek Sivers 9th, Mark Rogers 10th after getting wrecked early. Robin just outside the top 10 there. Eric Kapp, Miguel Saldana, Kyle Canterbury, Don Snutch, Miguel Cabrera, Ron St. Louis. What happened to
a
Ron?
Lap down.
Yeah, he was leading that pack. So I don't know what happened to Ron there. Ethan Mosby going to come through in 18th. Let's roll that back a little bit further. Kova going to come in 19th. RJ going to have to settle for 20th after hitting that outside wall. Phil Connor, 21st. Rick Evans, 22nd. Joe Gooch in 23rd. Horn, disconnected early, coming in 24th. Dan Shavers 25th, Jared Burchett 26th, Aiden Haller 27th. And that's it for the field. So let's talk to Gary for a second and see how that race went. Well, you got a top three. So walk us through the last lap, Gary. you got nothing.
My foot was buried, dude.
That was
everything it had, and then some. That was a riot. I was trying to hook up and push Nate to it, and then it's like, they're all fighting at the bottom.
Right.
It's time to hail melon this puppy. I went into three, I burped it, and I buried it. It's like, please don't slam the wall. Please don't slam the wall.
Well, I thought Nate was going to get Tyler there, but then he got loose coming off, and that just killed his run. So,
yeah, and I might have pinched the 21 a little bit to make sure I got there.
I mean, at that point, you're coming off of four. It's kind of every man for himself. So, but I mean, all in all, It looked like a pretty good run there at the end. I mean, we had a couple single car shoots off, things like that, that we saw up front. Obviously, I didn't see what was going on in the back of the field, but it definitely looked like a dogfight that last two laps.
Oh, it was more than the last two laps. There was a great battle up front. We were jockeying good.
Yeah.
Yep. Tyler, Nick, RJ was up in it. Nate was in it. I mean, we were fighting for it. 21 burned his tires off, so we knew he was a sitting duck. And what's crazy is I was on two.
I could see it
working. I was on two.
I could see it working here.
It doesn't work as well as you'd think.
Well, because this car seems to burn the right front up pretty quick. So
yeah, but it doesn't get loose.
Yeah.
The crazy thing is it gets tighter.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
First couple of laps, it gets real tight, and then it'll hit peak about three laps in.
Yeah. Sounds about right, but all right. Well, good job on the third place. I'm going to grab Nick, and then I'll get Tyler after that. So we'll go ahead and let you get out of here.
Definitely, definitely. Thanks for putting it on, and catch you on a flip.
Yep. That was third place Gary Freeman, everybody. We're going to go ahead and grab Nick Warfield. Nick, you tried like hell for the win. You're still trying to break the tie.
Yeah, I think if there wouldn't have been a little bit of neck code there between me and the five, it probably would have been.
See, I thought Nate got loose, but the angle that I had, I couldn't see it, right? You can't see certain things. So, I mean, if it was net code, that makes sense, because I thought Nate had the drive to go right by Tyler. He was hauling ass.
Yeah. I'd say if you look at the far chase, Nate goes in, he gets a little bit tight, it washes up, and I'm coming down the corner to just get a better drive off. And there's about a foot and a half net code.
Ugh.
And it just pushes me up the track, kills my momentum.
That's never what you like to hear.
No. And then had the run on Tyler. Tyler made the same move I would make through late block. And
I see you got him sideways coming across the finish.
I wasn't lifting for him.
I mean, why would you?
Right.
I mean, white flags out. I ain't lifting for anybody.
Yep. No, I get that. I get that 100%. So. Well,
that was a good race.
It's a good run tonight. You get a chance next week to try to break it. Well, that's if you're back next week in time.
I'll be back because I land at 5 a.m. in Indy Saturday morning.
So you got enough time to catch a nap before 87's at Daytona.
Maybe. Okay. I don't know what else is going on.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you go so I can grab Tyler, and then I can wrap this thing up. So good run tonight, bud.
Yep.
All right, so let's grab your winner.
Hilarious.
You pulled it off with the last lap block coming off of four.
With your favorite paint scheme.
It looked like you had to have a hold of your ass as he hit you, but...
looking back at it, I thought I was in front of him more. I was not.
Oh, he said he just told us that he would have thrown the same damn block.
Oh, yeah.
So...
Yeah, come
and he on. Also said he wasn't going to lift for you no matter what.
No, we were talking about that. I was like, he goes, I wasn't going to lift. I was like, fuck, I wouldn't have either.
Yeah, no, nope. So, I mean, it would have been better if you'd have cut a rear tire, but I'm not going to say anything more.
My ass.
Yeah.
I might have to run an Aaron Rodgers paint for Fast Car from now on for throwing that Hail Mary. Oh, yeah, two Hail Mary wins.
Well, hey, it's two wins is two wins, right? So,
and your favorite,
I see you get four.
I do think it came, the racing was good, like we had with the Gen 6, but I think it was better because we didn't have the Gen 6s in the way. But, it does sound like maybe neck
car.
It sounded like neck code was a little bit of an issue tonight, too.
I've been seeing it all across that it's been pretty neck codey.
I wonder if it's because,
yeah, it's not just these cars,
yeah, it might be.
I've seen it. Trucks, I've seen it really bad in dirt, like bad in dirt.
I wonder if it's because we're getting those updates this next week and they've staged things in servers, so
that was a hellacious move down low.
Well, I mean, that whole last run was kind of wild. Everybody was kind of diving it under in one and two and somehow making it work, and then other times not, but then the next lap they made it work. And so,
well, I thought I had a setup pretty good when I was behind Nick, but then going into the turn one, I was just tighter than a tick's ass. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Then I let off, and then I saw Marcus tag the wall and then bobbled everything up. I was like, oh, here's my shot.
Right. Yeah, because him and Nick got kind of funky coming off of two there, and it seemed like you just went for it. And then all of a sudden, Nate come with you, and I was like, oh, it's going to get interesting.
Oh, yeah, I figured he was going to go low. I tried to give him a little bit of a bump to push him a little too hard into the corner so he couldn't stay low, and I was going for a little slide job.
Slide job!
Oh, shit. Well,
I threw one on Marcus. That was pretty close.
It worked out.
So, hell yeah, it did. I'm happier than hell about that because I usually suck hind tit at Michigan.
But... All right. Well, good win tonight, buddy. You get the win at your home track. So,
I just got to say, ride the Dente.
Fuck you. God, I hate that.
Like I said earlier on, it looks more like it says ride the Chili to me. So.
It was so funny. I was like, you know what? With me, when I go, I bet you this really chaps AJ's ass right now.
Yeah.
Just for that paint scheme.
I fucking hate that paint scheme. But anyway, I'm going to let you go. So say goodnight, Tyler.
Well, good night, Tyler.
Later, bud. Your winner and all around fun time jackass, Mr. Tyler Nichols. Well, thoughts on tonight's race?
It was a wild one, that's for sure. We had some chaotic shit up at the start of the race, and then we had some really good racing at the end.
Yeah, I definitely think so. I think the ARCA cars are definitely here to stay for sure in fast car and slow cars.
Oh, 100%.
Hopefully
they are a great car.
Hopefully we get a little bit of an update to them, so that way for you know, super speedways, they get a little bit better, but we'll see. We're definitely going to run them at Daytona. You can bet that for sure. So I may have to rework the setup a little bit just to make it not as tight. But on that note, we're going to get the heck out of here. It's late on Sunday. So sorry, Corn, no double feature tonight. But we'll be back tomorrow. Like I said, I'm planning on some sort of ode to the Gen 4 and Charlotte before we say goodbye to it on Tuesday, when they take it away. So, I'll announce that a little bit later. I'll probably stream the last 87's race of the season. Just cause otherwise week 13, sorry guys, but you're not going to watch it. It's boring as shit. So, we'll do some hosted races throughout the week to throw some things up. But everybody have a good night. Have a good start to your week. And, we'll catch you back here tomorrow about 7:45, guys.